No, you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, the beautiful island of Haiti is in dire need of economic recovery and affordable housing. Haiti has been plagued with economic, social, and political difficulties, and to make matters even worse, natural disasters. Joining us tonight is Mr. James Toussaint, President and CEO of New Haiti Enterprises. He wants to eradicate poverty from our world, right there away from Haiti. How are you, James? Welcome. Welcome to
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, viewers of Rachel Turgeman. I'm happy to be here. Very honored.
You're such a sweetheart, James. I want to thank you for your vision to try to do away with poverty in Haiti. We need to do this for sure. But tonight, I want to have a front and center conversation with you on your amazing vision to rehabilitate Haiti. How's that?
Oh, that sounds great. I've prepared a statement, if I may.
Yes, please share with all the viewers.
Yes, if I may address the people of Haiti, you are a special people. Once upon a time, you changed the world. From South America through the Caribbean, the United States, Europe, and Africa, you left your mark on the world. This year, the country of Greece is celebrating their 200-year-old independence as recognizing you as one of the only countries to stand with them and send help and send soldiers to help sustain their independence. This is who you are. This is your legacy, and it's a great one. I'm asking you to live up to it. What WWTS, what would Toussaint Louverture do, the founding father of Haiti? What would he say of his people? You fought in the U.S. Revolutionary War. You declare war on Hitler. You entered into an agreement with Simon Bolivar, the liberator, to liberate most of South America. An agreement that had to be kept secret because it would have been a declaration of war against the U.S. and Spain. But you believe in freedom so much, even though you face challenges yourself, you wanted other people to experience the freedom. Where are you, lovers of liberty, equality, and brotherhood? Stand up. This is who you are. Lay down your weapons and send a message to the world and say, we want to participate in this discussion and build a new Haiti. And to everyone watching, we can be the generation which builds a new Haiti. I'm looking forward to telling you more and how. Thank you.
Wow. That's amazing. That was a direct message to all our Haitian brothers and sisters. And of course, a call to action to our viewers in general, that we're all brothers and sisters, and collectively we can build a new Haiti.
Amen.
Amen. So now, James, you were born in Haiti and very, very proud of it.
Yes.
Talk to us about any teachable moments in your upbringing, perhaps, that you would consider that defines you. Tell us.
Oh my gosh, it takes a village to build a Haitian man or woman. But I can truly say I am defined by the cast of people that have been placed in my life. You would go to the sixth grade, Mr. Parnell D'Arcenville, my classmate, he taught me to give. He gave me so much that I had more than enough. I didn't know how to count that high, what he gave me.
That's a blessing. That's
yes,
a real
and taught
blessing.
Me to give and said, in the future, when you give, give more than enough because they'll remember it for the rest of their lives. Then at 9 years old, Marie Almanor taught me to serve others. You know, we in Haiti, you grew up where there are indentured servants, people waiting on you. She said, no, it takes a stronger man to clean up after himself. That's what she taught me and stayed with me. That's why I will serve this great people as much as I can. Then at 11 years old, Mr. Jean-Marie, who was my elementary school teacher, he made sure that I knew what my last name represented. He made sure that I was going to carry Mr. Toussaint Louverture's legacy. I didn't know back then, James. Yes, I didn't know back then what he was doing, but my God, did he stay? He kept, even when I left the elementary school, he followed me. He followed me. He followed my track record. God bless his soul. I know he's watching down in heaven and looking about James and Rachel Turgeman and applauding. He said, I made this happen. And I'm telling him he did. Then at 12 years old, I was a very shy kid. I know no one can tell. Mr. Jean-Willie Jacquet, he is my hero. He is the greatest man I have ever known. Fortunately, he died. He passed. He went to be with the Lord 3 years later. But this guy, he is the father of the new Haiti. He taught me to overcome my fears, public speaking, and to say, James, just do it your way. If he were here, he said, guess what? He would be my co-captain and making sure I overcome. So it took a village.
And he's probably here with you, James, in spirit, for sure.
But he knows.
What I'm hearing you say, James, is that you've had a lot of mentors in your life, especially when you were younger, way before your teens. Yes. And they have just stayed with you in your core, in your conscious core, in your unconscious core, in your mind and in your heart. And that's beautiful.
I'm telling you. And it was over a period, I would say, 16 years. This is the concept of building a new Haiti. It takes a village. But what if we can cultivate these talents within a year? Can you imagine what an imprint they would leave in a Haiti? That's what I'm asking your viewers to help me cultivate in the process. Building Haiti is their talented people in Haiti. We want to cultivate, bring them to life. There are gifts inside their hearts. But absolutely, I'm asking you, help me find the Marie Almanors, the Parnells, the Jean-Marie, and the Jean-Willy in this year, in 2021. What a foundation.
Here, James, without a doubt.
Yes.
On that note, I know that in 1997, James, you invested in your first tractor for an agricultural initiative. Can you expand on that?
Yes. I grew up on farms. My father farmed tobacco all over the island. So I was a farm boy, but lived in the city. But at the heart of me, I knew farming was essential to Haiti. So we wanted, you know, we wanted to plant farm systems, self-sustainable farm systems all over. Here I am, you know, fresh before my last year of college, I invested in a tractor. I'm going to farm Haiti. So it was fun to work with side by hand in hand with my father. We planted two farm systems, supported churches, supported orphanages, but we wanted to expand on that. But that therein is the challenge. We face the one challenge that we have to overcome, building the people to appreciate the gifts that they will receive. And that's the challenge of Haiti. That's why, you know, when they get mad, they burn stuff because they never learn to appreciate. But what if it can be taught? What if you can teach them that this is theirs? No one can take it from. It's not just the land. That's what we hope to accomplish here. Ladies and gentlemen, join us.
I love it. Research and development. Why do you feel, James, that this is the lifeline of Haiti? Tell us.
The lifeline, we believe building a new Haiti is very essential. Let's go back to earthquake of 2010. A lot has happened. A lot
that
of
was devastating. Horrible.
Yes, that was devastating.
I still remember that too.
It was felt by the entire world. People, millions were displaced, hundreds of thousands dead. Yes, the world answered the call and brought us development. However, the job is not done. We want to expand on that. We laid a foundation. Now it's time to go to work and help us build the new Haiti. And we're going to send a message to everyone who's still waiting and a little frustrated. So we got to hurry. Let's build this new Haiti. Now
and we will. We will do it collectively and jointly. Exactly. The mission, you're the president, the brainchild, the founder, the CEO of New Haiti Enterprises. What is your mission in a nutshell so that our viewers can really understand, you know, in one little bucket, what would you say that you do the best and your vision?
We want to build a new Haiti. We invite you all to join us. We want to invest in healthcare, education, and all the things that we need to sustain ourselves. Believe me, we are a proud people, but do not leave those behind. Education is very, very important to us. In the 80s, our education system was revered. Even when I left Haiti, it was sought after. They knew what school I attended and all these things. But these things do not exist anymore. We want to go back and rebuild and empower the people to stand on their own 2 feet. And it's an incredible.
And it's going to happen. I'm sure that our viewers can feel your passion. I feel your passion right through the screen. I'm sure that all our viewers feel the same way. Strategic plan, James, share with all our viewers, what exactly is your strategic plan to effectuate positive change in the beautiful island of Haiti?
I've written something down because I would not want to misrepresent my people and leave anything out, because it is essential that you know exactly the areas that help is needed. Okay. Workforce development. We want to plant 250,000 jobs in the next 5 years.
Wait a minute, let me stop you there. Workforce development is outstanding. As you know, here in the state of Florida, especially Miami-Dade County, we have a workforce development engine. I know that your background has been in workforce development here in the state of Florida as well.
Yes.
And I want to tell all the viewers that this is your expertise, workforce development, creating jobs. But what I like the way this whole thing sounds is that you're willing to go with educators to the beautiful island of Haiti, gather all our Haitian brothers and sisters, and teach them, James. Teach them the skills that are on demand.
On demand, absolutely.
And once you teach them these skills, then the jobs can start pouring in, and then the business entrepreneurs, the owners, you know, they will feel comfortable that they're employing people that have these essential skills.
Absolutely. Let me add something to that. You made a very strong point. We have skill sets that cannot be used. We want to expand on that and place people outside the country. Sometimes you have skill sets that can be used elsewhere, but we have to identify, we have to intake and know exactly who you are, the skills that can be used in Dominican Republic, the skills that can be used in the United States, Canada, and other places. We want to identify you so it doesn't stop at Haiti. Sometimes you're more skillful for another country, and believe me, they will be blessed by the heart of a Haitian to just do work, good work.
Absolutely. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, we want to plant 250 new businesses. That's in partnership. We want to cultivate talent and invest in the heart of the people. Things that cannot be measured and quantified in numbers, but the returns, I guarantee you, will be great. Because I'll tell you, the Haitian is one of the hardest workers. If you've ever had a Haitian as a co-worker, you know we work for not only ourselves, but to send back home. So we have to work double and triple our competitor. So
I can vouch for that, James. When I came to Miami, after I got my education at FIU, I also went to work for the state employment office. And obviously I had to find people jobs. And lots of my Haitian brothers and sisters, you know, came looking for different types of jobs. And all the entrepreneurs that would hire my friends that were Haitian, they would say, "My God, Rachel, they're excellent. I love them. They're so cordial. They're so bright. They're so resourceful. They have the impetus to work." So this is exciting that you're going to actually take those skills to them, teach them, and then have great jobs for them. Oh, my God. That's a blessing.
No, you're absolutely right. And I couldn't agree with you more on that. And this is what New Haiti is, cultivating the talent of these people and bringing them front and center so they can bless the world with talents they cultivate within themselves.
And they
there
will.
Is more. There is more.
Let's hear it.
Bank of the People, writing comprehensive loans and microloans. I myself, our company, you know, we could not get a loan in Haiti, not because of Haiti's fault, because we're not measured by what we are and where we're going. So we want to rewrite the playbook and cultivate what's in the heart of the people and make an indelible investment into the life and see what comes out. Believe me, it'll be incredible.
For sure. You know, we need micro loans and macro loans for sure.
Absolutely. Renaissance Bread and Breakfast. One of the challenges that we face is when you travel around about Haiti, whether you're missionary, there is places to stay, places that offer you services that you want. At times, what happened, they stay in one place, they travel to another, and they're nothing in place. We want to meet at the point of that need. If they're meeting the needs of the people, we want to add to it and build hotels, bed and breakfast, where they are. That way, they spend more time with the people, educating, providing health care, whatever they do, but we want to play our role. And that's where everyone come in. Join us.
And it's good for tourism, James. As you know, unfortunately, this year, tourism is about 10%, whereas our brothers and sisters in the Dominican Republic is about 15% with the tourism. So we definitely need to pick up the tourism rate in the beautiful island of Haiti, and we're going to do it.
Absolutely. I'll give you one example. The island, the place called Ansapi, where people from Dominican Republic have migrated. There is poverty there. The need is great. But where would you stay if you went to serve people in Ansapi? Well, we want to build around that need that you are meeting.
Beautiful. That's our meeting. I love it. Let's take a few minutes of a break because I want to thank all our VIP advertisers, and then we'll get back to your strategic plan. So I'd like to begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-president Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation. Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. Ambiter from Sunshine Health, healthcare is essential. Ambiter from Sunshine Health is the local health plan you can trust. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Trabanco, regional retail manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Synovus is a financial service company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including a South Florida footprint. Synovus is here for you to safely meet your banking, lending, and investing needs. Hashtag the bank of here. For more information about Synovus products, services, and locations, please visit www.synovus.com. Catholic Hospice, a big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members too. United Home Care, a big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Ceballos, and the rest of the Sterling team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there's no place like home. Maria Torres on CPA, business owners, she will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call and make an appointment. Marie Torreson, CPA. Jewish University System, a big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degrees in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. Global Overday Seminary and University, known as Godzu, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact Godzu. Meet Elisa Billiard, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. New Haiti Enterprises, investors, join New Haiti Enterprises to reconstruct a new Haiti for a better present and future. A win-win scenario all around. Contact New Haiti Enterprises and make an indelible positive difference. Metro Mommy Agency for all of your pregnancy support before, during, and after. Call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic. Thank you, Elaine Maselli Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all our VIP advertisers. All of your services are beyond magnificent. We love you. So James, let's continue with your strategic plan. Talk to us.
We're going to establish a pension targeting specific careers. And then Haiti Growth Project, we invite NGOs, which are called nonprofit organizations, to partner with us and help build this new Haiti. You're all part of it. Believe me, your work has not gone unnoticed. You brought Haiti here. If without you, we couldn't start from where you were. So we invite you to continue. You want to partner with us, call us, and we want to hear your needs and help you address them. There's the New Haiti movie. The film industry has an opportunity to create many jobs. We have some movie plan for the future to create sustainable jobs in Haiti. It's a great opportunity. And then we'll add one caveat to that. There's documentaries. Well, we want to document our history. Even right now with our work with our young lady, Demi Delphi, a filmmaker from Greece, to recognize Haiti and Greece in their relationship. Well, we want to film this from Haiti to Greece. But that's where we need you. And this is one of many documentaries documenting our history, recent and past. So we're looking forward to that. Then you will have a Walk of Fame honoring Haitians who left an indelible mark on Haitian society. We want to recognize Ancy DeRose, the fuel in my engine. This man's music is responsible for everything that I've done ever since I heard it. It's something that solidified a relationship between my mother and I, because she also loves him and feel the same way. There are his songs that just move your cells in a way. It is what Haitian really means. Listen to Ancy DeRose. One day I will make it in English so everyone can participate, but this is an incredible gentleman, and we want him to be recognized in our Hall of Fame.
I think that's outstanding, and obviously he's very impactful. I have a question for you, James.
Yes.
For all our viewers that are interested in looking you up and giving you a call and going to your website, so on and so forth, that are interested in giving donations, contributions, getting involved with you, going to Haiti with you, so on and so forth, effectuating this positive change, creating this new Haiti, making history again, all over again. Are you planning to recognize them in any way in Haiti? All the contributors,
absolutely.
No matter how big or how small? Talk to us.
I'm glad you brought that up. But first, let me start by saying, for everyone who wishes to participate, we have our own sound. We're moving to the sound of the Renaissance. I tell you, it's a choral symphony of people singing from Paraguay, from Canada, from Jamaica, and a lot of voices from Israel, from Greece. Creating a symphony and moving to the sound of Haiti Renaissance. Haitians will participate. Come on, join us. But here's where you come in. Businesses, big or small, we want you to help us build this new Haiti. And everyone making a donation will be recognized on our Wall of Fame. No, every donation, big or small, we will receive you and recognize you on our Wall of Fame that will stand for centuries. We want you. We can be the generation which builds a new Haiti. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. My contacts are going on the screen. And
absolutely.
I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful team of passionate people. Some even more passionate than I am. Rebecca Harmon,
who designed our game. Give your team a shout out.
Yes.
Feel free to do so.
Rebecca, who designed our game. Tammy, who's been with me since I can remember, who's way down in Costa Rica. My God.
I love that Tammy... name. That's my stepdaughter's name, Tamara. Tammy.
Oh my goodness. I hope she's equally as wonderful as Tammy.
She is.
Oh my gosh. Tammy, our Tammy is amazing.
Let me ask you, James, for the podcast, I don't know if you know this, but we're in 12 different podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, Amazon. The list is extensive. Can you kindly give your phone number so that when they listen to you, they'll have your number? What's your phone number?
Oh, fantastic. I'm happy to. Please call me. 561-856-7440. Looking forward to hearing from you. 561. It's not, if you're in Long Island, it's not 516. It's 561-856-7440. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Perfect. And your website, James?
www.new-haiti.com. Just that easy. We're the bridge. The hyphen represented the bridge to Haiti. So you're welcome. Please contact me. And I'll also provide my email address, which is developer@new-haiti.com. Develop a new Haiti together.
We will. Thank you so much, James. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy calendar and coming out here to be with On Point with Rachel Turgeman, sharing your amazing vision to reconstruct Haiti, to rebuild Haiti into the new Haiti that we all want to see, one free from poverty. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it together, without a doubt. Is there a last minute message? In addition, I know you just gave an amazing message, but is there one more call to action you would like to share with our viewers right now?
Yes. Before I do that, let me make one shout out to my parents. My father was a steady hand that taught me to stay hard at work and taught me to focus until the vision is realized. And then my mother, who taught me entrepreneurship, she was always the heavy hand extending dad's money far and beyond. So that's where that came from. I invite everyone to please call me, write to me, and meet our team. They are a bunch of wonderful people. I'm happy to work with them. Believe me, I am the small man on their island because they love Haiti even a little more than me. So I welcome you. Please join us.
I find that hard to believe, James. I want to thank you so much. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in on On Point Rachel Turgeman. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point Rachel Turgeman. Share this video with your family and friends. Remember that by keeping informed and staying connected, we can all make the right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.